When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. This is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. How much more can we spend on our road to economic recovery? According to Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen, they say we've spent a lot, but we're probably going to spend a lot more. We're going to hear from them in a few minutes, but Fox Business News even says that our national debt is on track to pass $30 trillion by the end of the year. So that's our topic right now. Eric can help you learn what you can do to protect your retirement money. Here's the number you need to know. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear about the blueprint to worry less wealth today. We talk about this every week on our show. Getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. And this is something Eric offers you. It's complimentary. Reach out to us at 800-454-1184. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. And yeah, it's definitely a little scary times in terms of the future here. We've been spending like crazy and it doesn't seem like anything's stopping. So from 2017 to 2020, the national debt went from 20 trillion to 27 trillion with the Trump tax cuts. Mm-hmm. And then only the first, that was only included the first of the three now stimulus bills. So, yeah, it is one of those big questions of, how long can you keep charging your credit card before the bank cancels it?
Right? I know. I just think if that were me personally, I'd be having a heart attack, knowing. And that, that's our money. We're going to have to end up paying that back. So somebody else is handling, the government's handling our money. So I thought we'd start with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, because he did tell the House Committee on Financial Services the worst was avoided. There are some glimmers of hope, though, in some sectors. Here he is.
Household spending on goods has risen notably so far this year, although spending on services remains low, especially in sectors that typically require in-person gatherings. The housing sector has more than fully recovered from the downturn, while business investment and manufacturing production have also picked up.
All right. And then Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told that same committee she's hopeful recovery is on the horizon, but the task is still daunting.
Well, we're seeing signs of recovery. We should be clear-eyed about the hole we're digging out of. The country is still down nearly 10 million jobs from its pre-pandemic peak. When Congress passed the CARES and Consolidated Appropriations Acts last year, it gave the government some powerful tools to address the crisis. But upon taking office, I worried they weren't powerful enough. After all, there were and still are some very deep pockets of pain in the data.
Oh, my goodness. And then what does she think we need? More federal spending. So, Eric, whenever we look at that debt clock, you go to the website, U.S. debt clock. Oh, my gosh, it scares me because just second by second, it's just going up. How much attention should we be paying to this national debt? What do you think?
Well, the big answer there is how much exposure do you have to it, right? It's just like any sort of diversification. If you have way too much in one stock or way too much in one fund, you typically want to diversify that, right? Well, have you done your tax allocation risk? What do I mean by that? There's different types of money, right? There's ones that are tax-free. That's the best, right? Because you don't pay any tax. There's just taxable, meaning it's just taxable year by year, which is kind of like your money in the bank accounts and other things, even though you make almost no interest. So it's almost tax-free just because of the lack of making any money. And then you've got tax deferred. And the tax deferred part is stuff that's not being taxed now, but maybe the gains would be taxed later. And then there's the tax deductible tax deferred, which is stuff like your 401ks and IRAs. And so if you're putting a ton of money, often when I see people, around here that they've typically got anywhere between 70 and 90% of all their funds in stuff that the government, a stroke of a pen, can lower your returns by just taking more in taxes, right? So if all of a sudden, just to keep the math easy, if you had $1 million and the tax rate was, say, 20%, that means you owe 200 grand. if all of a sudden that tax rate becomes 25%, well, you know, now that $1 million, it's $250,000 that you owe on that. And how much more return did you need to make? It doesn't matter, right? Because if you make more return, they're going to still get that 5% more tax. And so the only way to fix that is to get out of the game, stop playing the game, start getting smarter, and, you know, just do something different and, you know, get that money out of the tax system. So, you know, that's really one of the big keys is looking at that and figure out what should I be doing. And so, you know, one of the reports we can send you actually is, you know, taxes and retirement and how's it going to affect you? Because there is a big tax storm coming and you want to be prepared for it. Just like any storm, you need to be very prepared for. So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that report, all you have to do is text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to Wealth Creator Radio and request it right there.
Now, the Biden administration, of course, this $3 trillion bill about infrastructure. Of course, it includes stuff about the environment and housing, education, healthcare, all of that to be funded by tax increases on wealthy corporations. I don't know, Eric, if we're worried about potential impacts that these proposals might have on us, what do we need to be doing right now?
Well, again, just relook at your portfolio, look at, you know, how things are doing. A lot of people have gotten addicted to large company stocks and dividend paying stocks and so forth. And those were horrible, actually, in the 2000 decade, but they were fantastic in the 2010s. Well, you know, if all of a sudden they're having a tax rate hit, and those are going to be a lot of the ones that get hit, there may be some changes there. So again, you might want to look at your exposure, look at your risk level. What is your risk number and know what that risk score is? And that's, you know, one of the things we actually have up at wealthcreatorradio.com is actually a way to find out your risk score and then compare it to your portfolio. But again, you know, you really want to know what risk level you have because it may change some of the stocks for sure.
Eric, Forbes says there are several smart ways to get tax-free income in retirement. Is that true or is that just a gimmick?
Well, there's gimmicks and there's real things. So, you know, moving more money to Roth, Roth IRAs, after-tax 401ks converted to Roth. There's a lot of great tax benefits you can do there, and those are very real. You know, you have to watch out for the laser fund or other dorky, gimmicky names that are really misusing, you know, products. And a lot of people on other radio shows, unfortunately, are sometimes talking about these things. But, you know, the base product, the real product they're talking about that they don't want to mention by name is overfunded life insurance. And that can be a great tool if you have it designed right and if you've got enough timeline. You can build up a lot of tax-free cash in there and have access to it before you're 59 and a half. But, you know, again, yeah, you want to watch out for those gimmicks and make sure it's real.
Yeah, make sure it's real. Fox Business News, as I said, they are expecting the national debt to pass $30 trillion by the end of this year. And as I said, Eric, the Biden administration has big spending plans to contribute to the federal debt. You know, a lot of tax increases on the corporations and the wealthy to try to offset all this federal spending.
Well, imagine how fast your life savings could shrink if you don't have a strategy in place to protect against higher taxes. I mean, if that's one of the only things for listeners today get, that would be, you know, a huge benefit is just knowing how much are you going to be paying in taxes in retirement. So if you want to find out a little bit more about that, you know, you can just give us a call, 800-454-1184, and we can help you go through those retirement accounts, look at that tax liability, talk about some of those tax strategies. And we actually even have a report where we can just take your 1040, scan it in, and instantly we get back a report saying how many different issues you have on your tax return, what things should you be fixing. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. It's just for the radio listeners today. If you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Just leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And as always, Eric has so much more to share with you about retirement planning. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, "It's a Whole New World." You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and
well,
they're singing. It's a whole
they
new
all
world.
Did theater. They all So they would go along with that.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So we're going to talk about some helpful ways to protect our retirement income. But first, I want you to tell us how retirement has changed.
Well, the probably biggest one, of course, is the good old pension, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're around here, maybe a long time Lockheed or Northrop, or you work for the government, or a teacher, something like that. Those still have some pensions, public safety people. But for the most part, most of us, no more pensions, right? No more 25 years, get the gold watch and have that money for the rest of your life. And you can kick back on the rocking chair and, hang out or whatever. Now, a lot of us don't want to kick back on the rocking chair because that just sounds really boring, especially
right.
to me. I hate just sitting on the beach. That's horrible. I want to go and be in the waves or do something. So, it's definitely changed. But I think that's probably the number one thing is that income security. And now, sadly enough, anybody who logs onto their Social Security statement at, you can go to ssa.gov, get one of those statements, the Social Security Administration statements that they used to mail you, and now they've gone paperless. And, you go there and they have that little thing that says, usually around 2035 or something, it changes a lot, but, that there's going to be a point where they can only pay 80 or 79% of their payments. And that's scary, right? Because not only do you not have a pension, but now there's some sort of question mark at some point in Social Security payments. So, that's changed a lot because it's all you now. It's nobody else, right?
Right. We always talk about thanks to advancements in healthcare, we are living longer than any generation before us, which is a good thing. However, it brings challenges to retirees. So why don't you tell us about those, Eric?
Well, just along the same lines, you got no pension for life. You got some sort of question mark around Social Security, right? So you might live 10 or 15, 20 years longer. It's like, what? that's a little scary, right?
Yeah.
All that. I'm going to have less guaranteed money and I'm going to be here longer. So that you can see why the number one fear of everybody is running out of money. And it's really fun sometimes in my job when I have clients that come up with kind of some goals that, in a way, I probably should have told them, but they came up with these on their own. So recently, I just had one that was, this client who's in a lot of ways, kind of very much younger for what she's trying to do, but she's trying to retire way early. So in a way, she's like somebody who's in her 60s, but she's in her early 50s or just turned 50, actually. And her goal is to have $10,000 a month of income that's coming from guaranteed sources, from what I like to call foundational money, stuff that can't go away. And not to have that, really late in life, but to have that by at least age 60 or 55. And so if she has that much money, coming in, plus they got some rental income, they're always going to be okay just on that basis alone, let alone their other assets, that are in the market and other, other areas. And so, I thought that, I was like, wow, that's actually a really cool goal. And, I quickly said, okay, here's what you're at. We're already up to almost 80. So we just need to do a little bit more. And she wanted to know, what's that number that I have to do? She's been at a company that's had really great stock increases. So we said, all right, this is how much you'd have to sell to get to that number. and have that set. Once you have that, I mean, if you know that you're getting $10K, you know, ignoring Social Security, ignoring all sorts of other stuff, that's a really nice peace of mind. And then if you do live a lot longer, yeah, you're not going to outlive that money. And then she could even have more money for home health care or other things, right? That also kind of plays into that whole health care question.
Wow, that's so cool. She wants to retire that early. But here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah, and that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But yeah, hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game to until it finally ends, yeah, how do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And you know, and then also, how do you fit other goals in? Like, I had one client that, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house, and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And, one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
You know, doesn't it, though?
I had three of them. And, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth, and that was able, now they were able to see that, yeah, they could buy a beach house, and it's not going to, you know, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And, you know, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything, income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how you're going to pay for health care, then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out how do I invest, not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, you know, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you know, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running the right way, and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. And so, again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on, because everybody has an income plan, even if they don't know where they're headed. You're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, you know, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. You know, if you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of, because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. Then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. So, so just take a moment. And if you want, you can give us a call. We can have a discussion or a Zoom meeting, either way. And so you can give us a call and book that, or you can do it online. So phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people retire. This is what he does. He wants to hear your dreams, and he wants to help you and guide you to have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. And they are an independent firm at Heckman Financial. So thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. You know, we were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, you know, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. So if we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you know, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I've had some people that had really kind of, I had one person who, she had been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she'd saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, you know, that withdrawal rate, okay, 2 years later, you know.
That's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half, so maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, you know, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? You know, can you, if you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And then maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, a lot of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun and maybe for healthcare and stuff like that, where you're not doing one that's as crazy and as work, you know, something that a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal, was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work. She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we do actually have is we have some free reports that you can get. So, you know, if you want to text or you can text the word money and we'll send you a link back or just ask you for more info to send you the brochure. But, you know, if you want to text the word money, so M-O-N-E-Y to 800-454-1184, we'll send you that report that will your money last as long as you do. And it's a great, great tool. So again, text the word money to 800-454-1184, or you can always visit our website at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Definitely. My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right, yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. I remember... for some reason, I was, you were mentioning, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox and seeing him his business-minded character that he had. Alex Keaton. And looking at that and, I just remember back then, I was in high school, I think, when that was on. And, if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and now at Stanford, I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have to pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
That's how far that number's flipped. And, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, if I had $1 million. Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, I want to be a billionaire, right? That just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks and once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. If you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's $100,000, cut it in half, 50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you could be getting about $50,000 a year. So, that's $4,000, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. They want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid.
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right? Because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, you know, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and, you know, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s. And the difference, this is of a $500,000 portfolio, the difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on 500.
Reef. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it, the same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, you know, oh, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones, but typically about every decade out of 3 decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You know, you have to have a plan, and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great successful retirement, because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think that's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? I mean, you know, I was a scout, and all my boys were in scouts, and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe. You know, but, and one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, you know, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of the money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. You know, but you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. You know, so really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So one of the things we've done is we actually set up some free reports that people can download. And, you know, just getting that education is so, so critical too. So, you know, if you want to talk more about having your money last, you know, one of the things that we can do is, of course, we can send you a report called Money. And, you know, how long will your money last? As long as you do, of course. And so all you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money to 454-1184, or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, I actually remember, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at, point something?
Yeah, if even. I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
For a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store, and perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had we like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University, and mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from one side of the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for rowing team, and they would throw parties, and we would I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
We had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that, but we were just hosting the party, though they were running it. But it was actually a good way to make a little bit extra money.
Heck yeah.
And have a party. So, that was kind of like what we were doing then. And obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby, I remember. That was kind of a tough one to dance to, but I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up, and then they cool down. And, and so that's why, anytime you're in some sort of recession, like, what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously, this year has been a little probably more bizarre than most because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously, high tech has been a little bit more focus and such. And, but the other thing is, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. A lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, those were big. And the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over you know, the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because if you have to make sure you have a plan, you have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And you know, it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you know, you've done this for 28 years now. You know that we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, you know, just that word you just used, plan, right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And, you know, all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known. But we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, you know, if you've got a plan, you know, you've built up some money that's accessible. You've built up some money that's tax deferred. You've built up some money that's ideally tax free. You know, if you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, you know, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, you know, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, you know, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, you know, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. You know, what you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, you know, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes and Roth conversions. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one if you get laid off or end up in, you know, some sort of recessionary time. You know, what are your options there? And then lastly, you know, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, you know, we can do it. But let's just at least talk and, you know, we can do it on the phone or in Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing, high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation. And this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, one of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12th, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, you know, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You know, you can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tools that were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about should you be using an after-tax 401k. They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. You know, they're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. You know, pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of, you know, 5, 6, 7% and not have as much risk. Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, you know, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get closer to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3 to 6% on average. And, you know, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So again, that's why working with somebody like us can, you know, really change that. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson, and it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically he wanted to get that dream retirement house, and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth, and then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was, by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules, and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't, and then they blow that. And then these after-tax monies. You know, if you have after-tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program, or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. You know, those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
So it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually, on the phone, or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.